Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine standing in New Delhi and witnessing a glittering display of relics that are not just ancient artifacts but the very bones of history, dating back more than 2 millennia. The Grand International Exposition of the Sacred Piprahava Relics of Bhagwan Buddha has just been inaugurated, marking the first time these two 300-year-old treasures are being shown to the public. Why is this moment so extraordinary? The relics, classified as antiquities and kept under the custodianship of the Indian Museum in Kolkata, are linked directly to the Sakya clan, the very family of Siddhartha Gautama, the Buddha himself. Their journey from a forgotten mound in Uttar Pradesh to a national showcase is a story that weaves together archaeology, religion, and diplomacy. Now let us turn to the historical context. The tale begins in 1898, when William Claxton Pape, a British estate manager stationed at Birtpur in Uttar Pradesh, started excavating a massive brick-built stupa on his land at Piprahava village. The locals had long regarded the site as a place of spiritual importance, yet its ancient past was undocumented. Digging down to about 18 feet, Pape's team uncovered 5 caskets, 3 of stone, 1 of crystal, and 1 of sandstone, along with loose gems, gold ornaments, and fragments of bone and ash. One of the stone caskets bore an inscription in Brahmi script, written in the Pali language. The translation reads roughly, "This deposit of relics of the Shakya Muni, the Blessed One, is that of the Sakyas of Kapilvastu, in conjunction with their sisters, and with their sons, and with their wives." That line identifies the remains as belonging to the Sakya clan of Kapilvastu, the very city where the Buddha spent his early years before renouncing worldly life. What makes this significant is twofold. Historically, Buddhist tradition holds that after the Buddha's parinirvana at Kushinagar, around 483 BCE, his cremated remains were divided among 8 royal clans, each of which erected a stupa over its share. The Sakyas of Kapilvastu were one of those 8. If the Piprahava relics are authentic, as the inscription, the pottery styles, and the archaeological context, which point to an early Mauryan date in the 3rd century BCE, strongly support, they provide a direct material link to the historical Buddha. Religiously, relics of the Buddha are venerated across Sri Lanka, Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia, Japan, and China as objects of supreme sanctity, even more revered than images or scriptures. Nations that possess authenticated Buddha relics enjoy a special spiritual authority within the Buddhist world. Now, let us examine the dispute over the true location of Kapilvastu. Indian archaeologists largely accept Piprahava as the ancient capital, citing the Pali inscription, the proximity to other Mauryan era sites, and the match with ancient textual descriptions. Nepal, however, claims that the site at Tilaurakot across the border is the authentic Kapilvastu. This disagreement matters because Kapilvastu is one of Buddhism's holiest pilgrimage destinations, with attendant religious tourism and revenue. Moreover, the provenance of the relics depends on which site is recognized as the historic capital. Both countries present archaeological evidence, and the question remains unresolved, though surveys by the Archaeological Survey of India continue to reinforce the Piprahava identification. Moving on to the relics' legal status and custodianship. After their discovery, the finds were divided. Pape donated most of the material to the colonial government. A portion was placed in the Indian Museum in Kolkata, India's oldest museum, founded in 1814, and some were sent as a diplomatic gift to the King of Siam, now Thailand. The relics that remain in India are classified under the Ancient Monuments and Archaeological Sites and Remains Act as antiquities, the highest protection category. That means they cannot be exported, permanently loaned abroad, or traded. Any public exhibition requires oversight by the Ministry of Culture and the Archaeological Survey of India. Now, let us consider the broader diplomatic canvas. The inauguration of the Pipraava Relics Exposition is not merely a cultural event, it is a strategic statement of India's Buddhist soft power. India already hosts the four most significant sites on the Buddhist circuit, Bodh Gaya in Bihar, where the Buddha attained enlightenment, Sarnath near Varanasi, where he delivered his first sermon, Kushinagar in Uttar Pradesh, the place of his Parinirvana, and the Lumbini region, the birthplace, which lies just across the border in Nepal but is part of the broader cultural landscape. The Pipraava relics add a fifth dimension, a tangible connection to the Buddha's own clan. For India's Act East policy and its Buddhist diplomacy with Southeast and East Asian nations, Thailand, Cambodia, Sri Lanka, Myanmar, Japan, South Korea, displaying authenticated relics fosters goodwill and reinforces cultural authority. Many leaders from these nations are personally devout Buddhists. Their visits to Indian Buddhist sites deepen people-to-people ties and support the Swadesh Darshan Scheme's Buddhist Circuit Tourism Initiative, which aims to attract the estimated 300 million global Buddhist pilgrims to the UP-Bihar corridor. It is worth pausing here to note the recent Sothibai's controversy, which provides context for this exposition. Sothibai's attempted to auction Buddhist antiquities believed to be from the same regional provenance as the Pipraava finds. India's Ministry of Culture intervened, invoking the 1970 UNESCO Convention on the Means of Prohibiting and Preventing the Illicit Import, Export and Transfer of Ownership of Cultural Property, as well as domestic provisions of the Amashra Act. This intervention reflects India's growing assertiveness in repatriation diplomacy. Prime Minister Modi's government has secured the return of over 297 antiquities from countries such as the United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, and Germany since 2014. The Pipraava exposition, therefore, serves as a counterpoint. Not only is India demanding the return of its heritage, it is also showcasing the authentic custodianship of its treasures. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Pipraava relics were discovered in 1898 by William Claxton Pape at Pipraava village in Siddharth Nagar district, Uttar Pradesh. The find comprised five caskets, three stone, one crystal, and one sandstone, containing bone and ash fragments, gems, and gold ornaments. The Brahmi inscription in Pali identifies the remains as belonging to the Sakya clan of Kapilvastu. The relics date to the early Mauryan period, roughly the 3rd century BCE, making them contemporaneous with Emperor Ashoka. They are now housed in the Indian Museum, Kolkata, and are classified as antiquities, the highest protection tier under the Ancient Monuments and Archaeological Sites and Remains Act, 1958. Administered by the Archaeological Survey of India. Remember this number. The Buddhist Circuit Tourism Initiative aims to tap into a market of about 300 million pilgrims worldwide. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, you should remember Pipraava as the site in Uttar Pradesh where relics linked to the Buddha's own clan were unearthed in 1898, the classification antiquity under the Amashra Act, and the role of the Indian Museum in Kolkata as the custodian. For mains, you might be asked to discuss the historical significance of the Pipraava relics and their contribution to our understanding of post-Parinirvana relic distribution, or to analyze the archaeological evidence in the India-Nepal Kapilvastu debate. In the Gunan's paper, you could be tasked with evaluating India's Buddhist heritage diplomacy within the framework of the Act East policy and how cultural assets can be leveraged for soft power. An essay question could explore the tension between national custodianship and the universal heritage value of relics. In sum, the public display of the Pipraava Buddha relics is a convergence of ancient history, religious reverence, legal protection, and modern diplomacy. It reminds us that artifacts are not merely objects of the past, they are active participants in today's cultural and geopolitical dialogues.